This is Mark Steiner, and today it's December the 16th.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, this war must be waged. It is being waged with the greatest and most persistent intensity. Everything we are, everything we have is at stake. Everything we are and have will be given. We have no question of the ultimate victory. We have no question of the cost. Our losses will be heavy. But we and our allies will go on fighting together to ultimate total victory.
That was President Franklin Delano Roosevelt speaking to the American people during the Battle of the Bulge, which began on this day in 1944. This month-long battle was a major German offensive towards the end of World War II. It caught the Allies off guard. It was the bloodiest battle of World War II. 19,000 American soldiers died, making it the highest number of U.S. casualties during the war. For most of it, it seemed as if the Germans would defeat the American and British troops. But General Patton's Third Army prevailed, and the tide of the war changed. The Nazis were now on the verge of defeat. And it's the birthday of William Cooper Nell, born in 1816. He's considered by Carter Goodwin Woodson to be the first African-American historian. Nell, who was William Lloyd Garrison's right hand on the Liberator, published several treatises, the most outstanding of which was called Colored Patriots of the American Revolution. He's also acknowledged to be the first black federal employee in the United States, having been employed by the Boston Post Office in 1863. He died May 25, 1874. In 1942, SS Commander Heinrich Himmler ordered the deportation of the Romani people to Auschwitz. There were hundreds of thousands of Roma murdered by the Nazis during the Holocaust. The Roma, like the Jews, were targeted for mass extermination. They were beaten, shot, tortured, and used for medical experiments. Frances Garrison Villard, suffragist, co-founder of the NAACP, daughter of publisher and abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison, was born on this day in 1844. She became a leading peace activist, opposing wars like the invasions of Cuba and the Philippines and World War I. On August 29, 1914, she led 1,200 women down the streets of Manhattan to protest U.S. involvement in World War I. In 1919, she became one of the founders of the NAACP. The Garrison family, from abolition through the 20th century, were fighters for social justice. We lost Robert Smith Vance in 1989. He was a United States federal judge who had a history of fighting for human and civil rights, took on segregationist George Wallace, the Klan, and others. On this day, he opened a package at his home, which exploded and killed him. Walter Leroy Moody was charged with the murder of Judge Vance and Robert E. Robinson, a black civil rights attorney in Savannah, Georgia, who had been killed in a separate mail explosion. Robert Smith Vance was one of the few judges in American history to have been assassinated as a result of his judicial service. And here's a song to think about on this December the 16th. This piece of music is by a composer who is committed to the Republican ideals of liberty and democracy. Like many other European Republicans of the early 19th century, he saw Napoleon as the embodiment of Republican ideals. But when Napoleon crowned himself Emperor of France, Beethoven tore the title page from his Third Symphony, which had been dedicated to Napoleon, tore it in two, threw it on the floor, and stomped on it. And the now renamed Eroica Symphony was also groundbreaking musically that changed the course of classical composition and opened the limitless possibilities of Western music. The Eroica Symphony by Ludwig van Beethoven, born on this day in 1770. This Day in History is produced by the Center for Emerging Media at WEAA 88.9 FM in Baltimore, Maryland, with producers Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunry, and research producer Sienna Greaves. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening.